Well, the Boston Globe has named its deputy managing editor for local news, Brian McGrory, as its new editor. The 51-year-old Massachusetts native will succeed Martin Barron, who became editor of the Washington Post last week. And joining me this morning is, in fact, Brian McGrory. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
Congratulations.
I appreciate that. It should probably come with a warning, but I appreciate that very much.
Well, I noticed in your own last column you said, I refrained from telling publisher Chris Mayer that he's nuts for naming me to this job. Why did you say that?
Well, it's an unorthodox route for me to take, and it's certainly a somewhat unorthodox selection for him. I'm not a professional editor. I didn't come up through the ranks of editing. I mean, my calling card, I think, is mostly my column, and my history of the Globe as a reporter. So it's a little bit of an unusual choice for Chris.
Well, what about that new management job? You're really, brilliant at writing and really getting to the core issues of many stories, but now you're going to be taking on a different job. What's it going to feel like?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It's going to feel great. I mean, the reason I'm doing this is I happen to have the world of respect for my colleagues at the Globe, just extraordinarily talented people who do all sorts of not so much valuable work, but invaluable work every day, holding powerful people accountable, telling interesting stories, arresting photographs. There's a lot that goes into the paper. And the idea, the concept of being able to work with them more closely was too alluring to ever pass up on this opportunity.
Well, you're especially known for your investigative reporting. Are we going to see more? I mean, the Globe already does some great investigative reporting, but will that continue to be a high priority?
I hope so. I mean, I know it's going to be a priority. It's what we do best, and it's the most important thing we do in this city and in this state. My goal is to continue what we have and build on what we have in terms of our investigative and accountability reporting. I think we do it better than just about any other metropolitan paper in America, and I just want more of it now.
What about the future of print and newspapers, Brian? Everybody's facing this dilemma. Where do you see the Globe going in the years ahead?
Well, all papers like this are heading digital. It's just the inevitability of the future, and we are too. I mean, we have two really significant websites, Boston.com, which is our free site, BostonGlobe.com, which is our subscriber site. And as time goes on, we'll sort out those sites a little bit more to, make them different with even more distinctive personalities. And we're going to learn, as we already are, to tailor our work for the internet and for people's tablets, their smartphones, the digital future. It's what we have to be doing. But the reality is, the most important thing on any medium, on any platform, is great quality journalism, something that people want to read, because without that, it doesn't matter where you're presenting it.
Ron, you're not only a native of Boston, you actually started by delivering the Boston Globe at one point. What is it about Boston? What makes it special? What makes it different? What makes the news here exceptional?
God, I love this city. I mean, I've been in Washington a few times in my career, and it's almost like the day I get down there, I just pine to get back to Boston. There's a passion among people here for news, politics, sports, that's unlike any place else in America. We're a unique part. I don't know if it's because of the weather, how we get beaten down every winter. I don't know if it's because we're in a distinct corner of the country. I don't know if it's our puritanical roots combined with the Irish immigration of many, many years ago that makes us unique, and now all the new immigrants that have come. But it's just a unique, extraordinary place in this country, and it's I just love being here.
Well, for fans of your column, Brian, is that it? I mean, we're going to miss that column.
I appreciate that very much. I'm going to miss that column. I'm not going to be able to do a column going forward because columns usually require opinion. But my goal is to continue writing for the paper. I'm a reporter, always will be a reporter, and I don't want to put that away. I'm going to make sure I have time to do some writing for the Globe.
Well, we hope so. And Brian, congratulations and good luck on your new job.
I really appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Sure. Brian McGrory, the new managing editor of the Boston Globe. A long time ago, he began delivering that newspaper, and now he's going to run it. The time is now 8:26. You're listening to WGBH's Morning Edition.